Hey guys, welcome back to the Medievals Podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And this is episode 23 of the best podcast on the internet, the Medievals Podcast.
Course.
But before we get in the episode, don't forget to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/middaymumbles. Again, that's patreon.com/middaymumbles. Help support the show and allow Isaac and Brody to come on and record. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
So check it out in the description below or go to patreon.com/middaymumbles and check it out. So how's everyone doing this week anyway?
You know what? Good enough.
When I was reading the sponsor piece, I almost said my Patreon on accident. I'm glad I caught myself.
Wow. Wait, do you write that down and read it?
No, I just pull out of my ass. But I always get it. You know, I have my YouTube channel and then I have the podcast. So it's like I'm always going back and forth. So Brody, how you doing?
Good.
You're doing good this week?
Not doing awesome, but doing good.
Not doing awesome? Well, Brody,
I don't think anybody's doing awesome right now, actually.
I don't either. These are some dark times, seriously. A lot's happened this week. Our state has literally banned
leaving home.
That's what it sounded
pretty
like.
Pretty much. I think it's like fines. You can get fined if you leave your home for a non-necessity.
You'll either get an extreme fine or you'll serve 6 months in prison.
Yeah.
So for the record, guys, I'm at the office right now, so I'm not going to lie. I've been at the office all week. And this went into effect.
Gage, to be fair, you live down the road from
it. I understand that.
A little bit. You know.
So apparently the guy, the lead person of the cops or whatever, I don't know what his name, I don't know his title, said in a public statement that they aren't planning on pulling people over. They're not planning on arresting people unless it's like a certain degree of like leaving their house. Maybe like you throw a party and you invite like 600 people. You know what I mean? Like that's a severe reason to get in trouble. So that really alleviated a lot of stress in myself, because when I heard the news, I was actually really scared, because everything I do for my job, everything is down in my office. So if I technically aren't allowed to leave, that kind of scared me. But it turns out it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be.
Right.
And nothing's really changed for introverts.
I mean, it's still legislation against leaving your home, which is monumental.
You can leave for the law is you can't leave your house for non-essential reasons.
Right, I know.
But so if you were going to the store, so like I
it's
told,
legal punishment against recreation, which makes sense right now, but that's still a big thing.
Well, like I told Brody, I said, listen, you could just leave and tell the cops that you're going to the grocery store.
Right.
Like,
I mean, you could definitely get away with it. If
I mean, there's a lot of loopholes in it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie to the cops, but you could.
Right.
There's nothing that says that you can't. So, I don't know. I've been very wary about it. I'm not really as nervous anymore. But, you know, there's still a little bit of frightening in the back of my head. That's like,
hey. A little
bit
of frightening.
Well, I can't go to Skowhegan. I can't go to Waterville. I can't go any towns because, like, I'm in my town, but I can't go anywhere else. So, yeah, I think you guys understand my point. But the coronavirus is getting worse than it ever has been. So there's a company that's apparently working on a cure right now. There's many companies, but there's one in particular that is apparently from, I don't know where it's from, but I've heard that they're working
probably many
on
places are working on a cure right now.
There's one specific one, though, that actually has a lead on a cure, and that's the one I'm talking about.
And I wouldn't call
very,
it a cure
very
either.
Very descriptive,
I say vaccine.
You, Gage. Very descriptive. There's some place somewhere that's working on some sort
well,
of treatment.
Well, I don't want to say it because I don't want to say it because
effective.
I don't want to say it because I know who I know someone who works there that told me something, so I don't want to say it out loud because
wow,
I,
Gage has well, insider info on coronavirus. What? I didn't know Gage was a high-ranking official anywhere.
I am a high-ranking. Yeah, I'm the, you know, but so yeah, no, there's some stuff that's I guess coming. I don't know. I hope it works out.
Tell us all about it.
I don't know too much about it. I just know what I told you, except I don't want to say where the company is or who, you know, because I don't want to get in trouble.
What? Or get? What's the point? Are you trying to flex on the viewers or something?
What is information?
What is the point of saying that? Of course, well, everybody in the freaking world is working on fixing this, creating a vaccine. What?
Well, okay, I've heard some rumors about how long
you
this
said
is going to last.
Three times. Go ahead and tell us about it.
I've heard some rumors about how long this is going to last, and it's kind of frightening because I've heard some rumors saying it could go up to September. I've heard other rumors say it could go until next year at some point. There's one economist who said this on a few programs and even has written about this, that he thinks that the disease right now is like wave one, and the disease is going to come back next year even stronger and is going to kill even more people, which in my opinion I think is a little far-fetched, because why would an economist
how
know?
Does he know that?
That's exactly why I think it's a little bit
it's like he's making it sound like it's surviving Call of Duty Zombies. Got to make it through wave three.
Yeah, so
I think
I don't know.
It came back next year, it would be better because now we'd have immunity.
But it's apparently supposed to be even harder, even deadlier, which kind of I don't understand why or how that makes sense, because
well, it's mutating.
For one, no, but how does this guy know?
Oh, he does, like, and he's probably just making stuff up.
Right, but even if it does mutate, we'd then have an immunity. You know,
well, not everyone's
we'd have
had
one
the
sort of
yet.
Vaccine by then, or we'd have some sort of immunity because we had got it the first time.
The only thing we could wish for is that people, not that they got it, but that people would, that we'd have a cure. Because we don't, not everyone
well,
has
vaccine.
The disease. I certainly
you
don't.
You say
have the
cure,
disease.
But cure isn't really the right word.
A
I
vaccine.
Don't think.
Yeah, I know.
But all a vaccine's going to do, anyways, is create immunity as well. So
right.
Yeah. So I don't know how true that is. So for the listeners, don't get scared, because it didn't come from anyone that I think has
any reason to have any say.
I mean,
on
he's
anything.
An economist. He's an economist. He's not a scientist. So
right. So he should be paying attention to this because it's destroying the economy, but
I'm not going to call his bluff, though, because I don't know if he's bluffing. I mean, he could know something.
Maybe he's a scientist on the side working with viruses. Who knows?
maybe he has information. I don't know. Yeah. But it's definitely scary because a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of misinformation on this. It's not scary, but there's a lot of misinformation, which makes it scary, because a lot of people right now have the wrong information about the coronavirus. Now, you're probably saying, well, Gage, there's only so much information that we have, so how is there misinformation spreading? Well, a lot of media sources right now, and I believe we've touched on this a couple of weeks ago, if not a month ago.
I think we've mostly talked about this.
And the media was basically saying, oh, this is the Trump said the Chinese virus or whatever, and they're more interested in doing that. Well, there's a lot of hypocrisy in New York, Washington, a lot of leaders. De Blasio, the governor of New York, actually this past week was completely – he's a hypocrite, because there was some footage of him a month ago saying, go out and do things. Go to the Chinese festival, or you're racist because it's not the Chinese virus. You know, shit like that, Isaac and Brody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they're like, don't go. Don't leave your house. Don't leave your house.
Well, because no one knew not that long ago, you know? It's too rapid. It's too rapid. No one really knew.
I agree with you on that, Isaac. But there is proof of information a long time, like we're talking January. So people knew about this, especially the U.S. government. We didn't know much about it, but we knew about it. And we knew
it
was a
disease. I don't think we really knew about it. It wasn't in the public sphere because it was happening in China.
True.
You know, if everybody put everything that happened in other countries into our public sphere, we wouldn't really like, you know, the news cycle would be terrible.
But the government has a lot of intel on this stuff, and that's why they could have been prepared for it. In my opinion, I think they could have been prepared for it. I mean,
well, I think they, you know, they counted on the, you know, who taking care of it. The World Health Organization should have taken care of it in a different way, and they didn't.
Well, the CDC had a cure for coronavirus, but they threw it out to build a new one, which makes no sense to me. They did. They threw
I'm
out
I'm not
the...
even going to acknowledge that you said that.
Yeah, me they neither. Did.
I don't even There's know evidence. What you're saying right now. Why?
Yeah. The CDC had a test kit for coronavirus back in
That's
January.
That's not what you just said, though.
Well, to test for the certain kind of coronavirus.
You said cure.
You said they had a cure.
Did I say cure?
And it's,
did
that's
I say
still cure? Not a word. I would prefer a vaccine.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean cure. Disregard that, listeners. They had a test kit to test for coronavirus, and they threw it away for no reason. A lot of it was bad leadership, and they threw it away and to build a new one for this quote-unquote COVID-19.
Where are you getting this, though?
This information was from a scientist that I read two articles from, and I even saw them on the news. I'm not going to say the news program because I feel like you guys will laugh at me. But, I mean, it was Tucker Carlson, but, they
I
had
get
a scientist
all my
on.
News information from The Onion.
But I just don't want the listeners to think, oh, this is a one-sided, he only listens to Fox, because that's not true. Right now I've been getting a wide variety of information from a lot of sources. The only source that I really am trusting that makes the most sense is Fox, because they, for a select amount of programs, right? I mean, the Ingram angle isn't really, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much I trust that show, but there are some shows that I mean,
they're
I
all
trust
the same and, deal, Gage. They're all the same deal.
Yeah, I know. But there's a lot of people to blame for the coronavirus. There's a lot of
I don't think anyone should be pointing blame. I don't think that's the right mentality.
I don't think there's real blame for this thing.
I think the biggest blame is China, because they knew about it a month in advance. And I think if
Gage,
Trump,
China isn't God, they can't just control the virus.
Right.
They could have contained it. Yeah, they could have.
Maybe there's responsibility that WHO and China have to take in the control of it. But it's not like you can't blame them for having the virus. You can't. That doesn't make any sense.
It's April 4th right now.
And you can't expect them to handle that issue any different than how they've ever handled anything.
It's April 4th right now. Let me respond to that. It's April 4th right now. April 1st is when I predicted that we'd see economic decline. And
what?
Remember I was saying economic decline April 1st, rent, mortgage, all that?
There was economic decline before April 1st.
There is, but it's getting worse now. It's getting worse now.
That's
something that China should be taking responsibility for.
Bro,
because
when did you get your economy degree?
Yeah.
I look at the markets. I can tell. I'm not an idiot. What,
I can
what
look
happens,
at the markets too, bro.
What happens when someone doesn't get paid and they have someone they owe money to and that person has money? It's a domino effect. If you don't pay someone that they owe money to someone, right, it's gonna end – like something's going to happen. It's going to be an economic crash, and we know that. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. You don't need to go get a business degree and a degree in economics to know that. It's common knowledge. If there's no money, there's no market. And that's what it comes down to. So I predicted April 1st, the start of April. It's April 4th right now. We've seen a lot of economic decline. And I think, to answer your question, that's holds a lot of blame to China. If the world economy is to crash hard, so the U.S., China should be held responsible.
Well, because China's not going to be responsible for anything because their economy is going to crash at the same time.
Right, yeah.
But no one has any money to buy anything.
Everyone's mutually falling together in this game. Yeah,
there's no economy, Blaine.
I understand that, but there's someone who has more responsibility in this than anyone else, and that's China. And I honestly hope that when we get out of this, Trump punishes China and has some sort of tariff that he adds, because listen, affects everyone. You know, people in 2008 lost their homes, their livelihoods, everything. And if it is as bad, which, you know, at this point, I don't know, but if it is just as bad as 2008, if not worse, you know, seriously, someone is to blame for that, because we had record high everything like a month ago. And because of some disease that came from Wuhan,
that's
China.
That's to blame. Not China. Not anyone.
It came
anyone.
From Wuhan, China. That's in the fucking name. It came from Wuhan, China.
But sure. That doesn't mean that you can just blame everything. That doesn't make any sense.
You can't blame a section of land or a people.
Group of people.
You can, though, blame a government for incompetence.
No, but you really can't. They could have
because
done a lot of
China,
things better, and they should have even. But
China
that doesn't.
China could have had a travel ban. They could have said, "Okay, this is going around. No one leaves," and it would have been fine.
But
because it was
they
a long
still
time
too, because you can't really tell people what to do.
But it was a long time before it came to America. It was like a matter of a month and a half. So they could have,
but it was really like bound to happen anyways because of the way people travel and interact with each other. It's like,
but
you couldn't
not
have stopped
if
it.
The government had banned travel, because they banned travel, right? And that's what's going on right now. And actually, there's evidence that one of the Chinese airlines went behind the government's back, and they were flying planes from China into the U.S. after a ban had gone into effect.
So how is that the government's fault if it went behind the government's back? They didn't know.
They went behind the U.S. government's back.
Oh.
Which,
from China to the U.S.?
From China to the U.S. And there were about 100 passengers on those planes. And we don't know how many planes came in and left. Other than, obviously, the FAA knows. But the information is limited. So there's a lot of people to blame for this. And one of them is the Chinese government. And I think right now, the media, especially, is more interested in blaming this whole thing on Trump, which irritates the hell out of me, because, you know, those two don't even correlate in any way.
I would say if anybody can take real blame, it's the World Health Organization. They're supposed to be the go-to people that China should have been able to go to and get information from on what to do, and they weren't able to.
That's not like China would even do that, though. They're not.
I know,
gonna,
but I mean that China was still, you know, they were talking to the WHO during this. You know, the WHO was with China every step of the way, and they still really couldn't do something about it. I don't know if that says something about blame, or that says something about how it was really futile to control this thing.
Well, I'll tell you something that really pisses me off, and I think you might have said this, but China had banned the consumption of wild animals, and now it's legal again to consume animals in China.
Well, different ones. It's about,
but
you know, non-domestic animal meat trades and stuff like that.
How the hell do you regulate something like that?
You really don't.
It's hard to regulate something like that. So I guess it doesn't matter if they ban it or not, but it's China is acting like there's nothing wrong. You know, it's communist China, and it irritates me because they're not honest with the U.S. And when you have a country like that, they're not honest with anyone. Yeah, you're correct. But you'd think they'd be honest with the United States, seeing as though we are one of their biggest customers in trade. Right? I mean, people in the United States, everything here is made in China.
Nobody would want to make themselves look bad.
Yeah, but there's a lot of ignorance in this, and it's annoying because there are a lot of deaths from this disease that could have been prevented. If not, some of them could have been prevented. And I feel like a lot of it has to do with both WHO and the CDC. So, there's a lot here.
If you're really paying attention to the news, people aren't really caring about the deaths. They're just caring about the economic impact.
Because that's a huge part of it.
That's the biggest part.
To the news, that's the biggest part.
Well, how many deaths have there been?
Anyone, that's the biggest part. That's the thing. We can recover from... Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound bad here, but economic crashes are hard to recover from. And right now, a lot of people aren't working because of this. And that means less things being produced. That means less... That just is less
money,
economy. That's
money
less
circulation.
Trade.
I agree with Isaac, because there's 7 billion odd people on this earth and 64,000 deaths in total. 64,703 as of recording this. I'm sure it'll be more by the time this comes out. And... that as a lot of those people are older people too, so I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh yeah, 64,000 deaths, that's nothing,
here's the biggest thing, no amount of government handouts is really going to fix the biggest problem. So like, picture in your mind the globe, you know, the world, and picture the people that work on it. You know, you have them manufacturing things. So there's things being turned out of raw resources into products. And then you have people that make money and they buy those things, and everything kind of goes around in circles. But if one step of that's gone, it's not moving anymore. And there's so, so much trade right now in our globe. It's such a complex, you know, web of things. You can't just freeze it and then start giving people money so that they can start buying stuff still, because there won't be anything to buy if it gets bad. So we need to keep people working.
Yeah, we do. But you can't have people working if there's a disease going around like this, especially since a lot of workplaces have more than 10 people working in a facility. So it's hard to keep a disease like this under wraps and expect people to go back to work.
You just said you'd agreed with Isaac.
I agreed with Isaac on talking about the economy, and 64,000 deaths compared to an economic disaster.
Right. So if you're saying that, why don't you think it's then okay to keep sending people to work?
Because it's not safe.
It's way worse to have the economy go down than it is to have a couple people die. Then why not just keep sending people to work?
Because it's a complicated situation. I'm glad I'm not in charge, because it's a hard decision to make.
Then why are you worried about blaming people if you don't want to be in charge?
Listen. It's a hard decision to make, obviously, because you have a disease here and you expect people to go back to work, especially, like, for instance, my father works at Sappi. There's about 800 odd people that work at Sappi. And the company is like, we don't care. You don't go to work. You don't have a job. And that's a very scary thing. There's this deadly disease going around. It is going to be a hard thing if the economy crashes, and I don't want the economy to crash, because it's extremely hard to come back from that. But if you look at the compared deaths, and I was agreeing with Isaac on him saying that 64,000 deaths compared to the economy, the world economy especially crashing, they're not on the same level. But if you keep allowing people to go back to work, then there's going to be even more deaths, and the death toll could go up to 1 million, 10 million, 100 million, and it could just keep going and keep going and keep going. Now, it's on 64,000 right now, which compared to the world population of 7 billion isn't really that much.
No, it's nothing.
We still have something to solve, and it's a hard decision. I'm glad I'm not in charge, because there's a lot of hard decisions you have to make here.
But Brody is right in that you can't really point your finger and say you should have done a better job if you don't have any better ideas than them. That's not fair. That's not reasonable.
There's a lot of incompetent people working in this, in the sense that governments, especially China, because China has a record of being selfish and having their own interest ahead of everyone else. And I agree with the whole, you know, you could say, oh, Trump, America first. And I agree with America first. And I agree with every country having their their country ahead of anybody else, because that's important. But this is a disease that Wuhan, China knew about a month before it spread, that they could have contained, And they could have warned other countries about.
The problem isn't with the people in China. It's with that it's a communist government. Look at any communist government ever. They're massively secretive. And they won't do anything if it makes them look bad. That's just what history shows.
I understand that. But this is a huge disease that could potentially kill millions. It's already killed 64,703. That is 64,703 more people that should have died, that shouldn't have died. So, you know, there's a lot of... I agree with Brody. Yes, I agree with Brody in the sense that we shouldn't be pointing the finger. We should be looking for a solution at this point. But there are people to blame for this. And it's difficult to just brush the facts under the rug because... it's not over, and this could get even worse. And you have this disease spreading, and you also have an economic disaster on your hands. It's going to take months before this disease is solved. I mean, major companies are pushing back a lot of stuff because of this, and it's affecting the economy as we see. So it's scary, but we also have to figure out what's more important. And both are, without a good plan, could take down either one of them, right? The economy could crash and we could have another 60,000 people die or 10 million people die, or you know what I mean? You guys know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I think everyone at home, or well, you guys better be home listening to the podcast and not in your car. I think everyone knows what I'm saying. This is a sticky situation that we're in. And there isn't there is not one right or wrong answer. We just need to get to the bottom of this and solve it.
But with anything, that's just going to take time. We just have to bear through it. And the question is not really of do we have to solve it or not. Obviously, we do. The question is how are we going to hold out? Either way, we're holding out for time. That's what it's come down to. And it's just what's the best way to do it that will do the least amount of damage that we can get back from. And no matter how scary the death numbers, no matter how contagious the disease, we cannot freeze the economy and stop the chain of things, because it would take way too long to rebuild back up. We can't just shoot ourselves back to the Stone Age when people didn't trade with each other and people didn't buy from each other and people didn't make for other people. That just, it wouldn't work.
I think one route that a lot of companies that we see are taking are remote working, but that only really works for tech companies. There are a lot of tech companies
that only works for specific like development type stuff, sure, but no making. You can't make things.
That's exactly what I was gonna say, but yeah. It's complicated. It really is. It's a sticky situation that we're in, and I'm hoping we solve it soon, and I'm hoping this doesn't go on till mid September or even through the summer, because it's going to be a sucky summer if everyone's stuck inside and no one has any money. It really is, because summer is a big part of the U.S. economy. There's a lot of tourism in the summertime, not just the U.S. economy, the world economy, because people have money in the summer. They have vacation time. They like to travel. And without that summertime, like a lot of businesses actually look forward to the summertime. That's just how it is.
And I mean, like, there's even a lot of countries that are pretty much solely sustained on tourism and stuff like that. Smaller countries like European, like really small European countries, they don't really do a whole lot of much besides get tourists.
And if there's a disease going around that kills people, no one's going to want to travel anywhere.
And no one's really even allowed to travel anymore.
I read this morning, very interesting. So the Filipino president has ordered if anyone leaves their house, they are going to be shot at by the Filipino government.
Is that true?
That is true. Let that sink in.
That's got to be a bluff.
It's true.
That can't be right. The official
Filipino. I saw it because I have a friend on Facebook who used to live in the Philippines. He used to work for a YouTube MCN Freedom, and he shared it this morning, and he was talking about it, debating with people, and that's actually going on in the Philippines. So it's honestly I don't know. That's one way to solve it, I guess. Keep people inside or you're going to be shot. But I promise it's not misinformation, guys. We're not, this isn't the misinformation place.
Yeah. I don't know. With the level of talking we're doing right now and the level of information we actually know, we might be the misinformation podcast.
Fake news podcast.
I know a lot of what I've been reading. I know Brody knows a lot.
No.
I know Brody knows a lot.
Nope. I'm in reading right now. I don't know a lot.
You're claiming that you don't know a lot now.
Yeah.
I never claimed that I did know a lot.
So what you read on the internet, you're writing off now.
What?
So what you've read on the internet, any research you've done, you're writing off at this point. You're saying that you don't believe that you know what you're talking about, even though you've read and done a lot of research on
this. Does anybody know what they're talking about? I feel like a lot of things people say can probably be like, no, that's probably not right.
Yeah. The real trick is to learn to not just blindly believe everything you hear people saying. What's
if you're
this?
Interested, I linked the article.
Put this in the description.
I don't know how many times I've actually heard that. Yes, the virus spreads through cats and dogs, and then no, the virus does not spread through cats and dogs. Just to hear again that yes, it does spread through domestic house animals, and then I hear that it doesn't.
I've heard that go back and forth many times. It's kind of annoying.
I don't know which one to believe.
Because we debated that last week, I think. You and I were talking about that, and you thought that it did spread, and I knew that it didn't spread. But I guess it's going back and forth. I don't know. Does anyone know?
I wish I knew.
Here's something I'd like to comment on. Okay, so you see on that picture, if you click on that link you just sent in the chat, Brody, and you see that top picture of the where it's the guy, he's talking to the cameras, and there's the military guys behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Notice the jean jacket. That's what I noticed. So everyone else behind him is, you know, required to be in their, you know, very official government uniforms. And then he's just like, he looks like he's just some guy they pulled off the street wearing his jean jacket and polo shirt.
He does looks like he just left like his that. House. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's crazy, though. I mean, it's interesting. I don't know. The Philippines, though, is a very harsh country. Like, I feel like if they say they're going to shoot people on the street, they're going to shoot people on the street. Like, I can't sounds imagine like, they wouldn't.
Sounds like a North Korea maneuver, you know?
Well, North Korea doesn't have any cases of coronavirus.
I wouldn't believe that either.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe that.
But they don't allow much travel, so...
Still.
So, explain your case.
Well,
why
this thing has
think?
Proved its ability to get around.
Yeah.
Especially but, since a lot of, you know, a lot of workers from North Korea worked in China.
Right, right. And they work in Russia. And North Korea does have connections with other governments. They're just not our government.
from what we've heard, they shoot everyone that's got the coronavirus. They're like,
that's probably mostly just memes, but,
you know.
You don't believe... Isaac, did you just say something about memes?
I said that's probably all just memes.
That was an actual news story.
Mm. Okay.
That was an actual news story. That I don't know if that's actually happened, but there was a news story that it was on. So, I mean, do you believe everything that happens in the news?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. So maybe not. Who knows? I think that's enough coronavirus talk for today.
I agree.
What do you guys think? So has anyone been doing anything new this week, Isaac or Brody?
No.
Well, I'll take it upon myself then. And
I was watching a video on making New York styled pizza at home before we started doing the podcast. You gotta have your pizza stone. You gotta have your your whole milk, low fat mozzarella cheese.
Yeah,
you know.
So you've been teaching yourself to cook then?
No, I was just watching a random video that popped up. But
Some cool. I guess this is kind of cool. My brother this week got in. He ordered some chickens, so he ordered 12. Meat chickens and 12 egg chickens, and they came in 12 of them came in, the egg chickens, and they're just these little things, and he's got them set up in a box in the garage with this light on them because they're babies. And I've seen them a couple times, but tonight I was like going over there and he picked a couple of them up and I was holding one and I was like, holy shit, this thing is tiny. But no, that's kind of interesting. I mean, he's trying to I don't know. I think the coronavirus scared him because he was like, I want chickens so that we can make sure that there's, you know, if there's ever a food shortage. So we went out. He bought some chickens. He bought some chicken supplies with money he made from working. And mind you, this kid is like
he's
14
like,
years old.
Sounds like one of those preppers that has the cage of chickens in their home so they can have food when the world goes down.
He just ordered a ton of seed for his gardens this year.
You remember the prepper videos Mr. would play in physics class? The crazy preppers? Or were you always absent whenever he played those?
I was probably absent.
Yeah, he was probably playing them because you were absent, but he would always play videos
Because
there's one family that had a bunch of chickens.
Whenever I was there, he didn't want to teach physics. Whenever I wasn't there, he didn't want to teach physics. So it was like, and no matter what, he didn't want to teach physics.
Hopefully school administration isn't listening to this podcast.
If they're listening, guys, if you really are that interested in this, then give Mr. promotion because he deserves it.
Yeah, no,
I'm probably going to bleep out his name.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't want people to know. The school actually did their second school board meeting on YouTube. They live streamed it and they had like a Zoom meeting and they were going back and forth. And I went in the chat and I couldn't help it. I was like trolling the chat for a second. I don't think anyone noticed except the people that were running the stream, but I quickly,
what'd you do?
I just was putting a lot of laughing emojis and I think I kind of felt like a douchebag afterwards, but,
I mean, as you should.
The stream was so bad quality though. It's like, come on, man, who's running it? But seriously, I'm self-taught. I could have done it. $38 an hour.
Well, sure.
That's my rate.
That's why you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a reasonable rate. There are people on Upwork that go, I mean, $100 an hour, $200 an hour. So I
doesn't
think
matter. You'd beat them out if you lowered your prices.
I beat them out anyway. But they beat me out on higher long-term jobs. A lot of people that have $200 rates have more luck because there's a science with freelancing that I've been doing a lot of reading into. And if you have someone on Freelancer or Upwork.com, like a company, for instance, there's a lot of companies on there that have spent like hundreds of millions of dollars on the website. And there's a couple I've ran into, but didn't end up really applying or getting the job. And a lot of them are looking for someone to give a higher rate than what they're asking for because there's a lot of cheap work on the internet because a lot of people from like India and coincidentally enough, the Philippines do cheap work on the internet. Like Isaac knows, you see those Indian kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they want to find people that are going to do quality work. And obviously quality work costs money. So, you know, that's why a lot of people have more luck when they have higher rates. I found that $38 an hour is a really sweet spot where the client should expect a lot from you as they're paying you $38 an hour. But it's not like it's a huge investment. It really isn't because a lot of these companies have like 50 or 60 freelancers they're hiring at a time and you know, they're spending $100,000 a week, and it's like, what the hell's, you know, a couple thousand dollars to them. So I don't know, but
I mean, I'd imagine it's still significant. It's not like everyone has infinite piles of money. It's,
well, when you have a large company on there, and you're hiring people that are you're paying them like $200 an hour, and you got this one guy that's got $38 an hour, like that doesn't even have a dent in what they're paying other people. So, yeah, Isaac. $38 an hour is a pretty good wage, but
I mean, I guess that's the inside scoop on Upwork.
But work's been a little slow lately. Unless you're working for a company that's still gonna go on.
Most people are feeling that way.
Oh yeah, it sucks. It really does. It's like, I'm glad I don't have my own house and I don't have a lot of bills that depend on my income. I'm glad I just turned 18 and I'm not like 25 or something. I guess Isaac's glad that too, because Isaac would be 25 and 48 hours older than me. Brody, though, what are you? You're turning
20.
Brody's birthday is coming up. When is your birthday, Brody? Brody's birthday is coming up in a couple days.
Yeah.
Should we sing happy birthday to him?
I mean, we could.
He's turning 20,
I might get a little emotional, though, you know, so I don't think we should do that.
Let's sing happy birthday to Brody, Isaac.
I don't think I can handle it. I'll get too emotional.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have another podcast.
When is your birthday, anyway?
If you can't remember, you ain't my friend, bro.
When is my birthday, Brody?
I'll give an excuse to Isaac, but not you, Gage. Come on.
Fine, I'll just text Cole.
What? He'll say frig off?
Oh. Okay. I wrote it in my calendar once on my phone, but I switched phones, so I don't have it. I write everyone's birthday down because I like to be able to say happy birthday. And I also rely on
Well, it's on
Snapchat.
Facebook. Gage, you realize that you'll wake up and you'll see it on Facebook, right?
I do realize that.
You don't get a text Cole for anything. You can just see it on Facebook.
Cole, hey, when's our buddy's birthday anyway?
He'll probably tell you can
actually,
find
do
it
you
on
even,
Facebook.
Do you
too.
Have it on Facebook? I'm checking there right now. I was trying to artificially pretend like I was a better friend than
I
am.
I'm like, hey, yeah, where's
I can't
even
get
find
the brownie points that
it's April 8th, okay guys. I know when
Why
his
did
birthday
you just dox
is.
Me?
What?
You just doxed me.
Yeah, come on, Gage.
Sorry.
Yep, they have my name and my birthday on the podcast. Now all they need is my social security number.
There won't be a podcast in time for your birthday.
Go, you gotta edit and Gage, listen to me clearly. You gotta go save
Isaac.
Brody, bleep out that birthday.
We do have to sing happy birthday this episode. Okay, Isaac, let's do it.
I'm not singing.
No, don't.
I'm not singing.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow, that's
happy
good.
Birthday to you. Isaac, you gonna...
No, I'm enjoying listening
happy
to you sing.
Happy birthday, dear Brody. Happy
Cringe.
Birthday to you.
Cringe.
I hope it's an epic birthday. Turning 20. We just embarrassed him. He's going to quit now.
I'm going to not. That was just that was so beautiful, Gage.
I know. It was beautiful. Happy birthday. Happy early birthday, Brody. Everyone in the chat, everyone that's listening, comment happy birthday, Brody.
Yeah.
Yep, nice.
His birthday is on Wednesday, people. Okay. You got to say happy birthday. Yeah. And then, I don't know, when is your birthday, Isaac, anyway? Yours is... Oh, 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm 2 days older than you, Gage. Did you forget?
So mine's on the 5th. So yours is the 4th and the 3rd. Yours is the 3rd. of August.
Yeah.
Brody, it's like you doxed me. It's like...
You don't
like
have to bleep out my birthday. Just people. Brody's. I don't care if I get doxed. You know what? Social
Why
security
would you get
number.
Doxed?
You know,
it's
up,
a birthday.
Up for grabs, I guess. Whatever.
It's a birthday.
No, don't, please.
Like
please do not steal my social security number. That would be very not cool. But...
Isaac, Where is your social security number? Can you tell the viewers where your social... Is it in a safe or is it on your purse?
It's in his head, bro.
Yeah.
It's not... Mine's not in my head either.
I would...
I want to say.
I would like to impress Brody here and be like, yeah, I know my social security number. It's you know, right there in my memory bank, you know? No, it's not. No, it's not at all.
What?
I think I know think the I know. First Goodness. Couple. I think I know the first couple numbers of good. It, but, you know...
I think I know the last four digits, but I'm always, like, second guessing. And the last four digits is the most important, because that's what a lot of people will ask
you for. What you
want
to do if you want to remember your social security number, no matter where you go, is you want to just get it tattooed on your arm. The whole thing, right out. Right on your arm. Then you'll it's always have funny. It with you, just so you can...
It's funny, because I was just scrolling down iFunny, and I just saw a meme that said about a tattoo artist, just as you said that. So... Yeah, coincidentally.
Oh, I knew. I'm a psychic. I use my psychic powers.
this was a good podcast, and then it kind of turned to shit.
Well, it was a lot of coronavirus, and then when we weren't talking about coronavirus, there was nothing to talk about. So, I guess we're here now.
So, are you watching anything new on YouTube or anything in general?
Me?
Either one of you.
I subscribed to A-Star. Your buddy.
Oh, how did you?
Yeah, because he asked me to. Oh. I'm pretty sure you were away when we were streaming, and he's like, you gotta go subscribe to my channel. And
we did a video together.
Oh, really? Is it the Roblox Slumber Tycoon one?
No. We did the most satisfying videos ever, and then he was on my channel for a video.
He's starting off clickbaity and. Well, to my taste, annoying already. He's got a good chance.
I designed the first thumbnail, and he designed the second, the two other ones.
You know what, Gabe? I think he did better than you with these. I would be more likely.
I think he did better with the Lumber Tycoon.
Lumber Tycoon. It's a good looking thumbnail. I like that he's got the big number one. I like that he's got the big name.
if any of my subscribers are listening to this episode, because I know a lot of them, or a few of them have actually subscribed to the YouTube channel. You know, something that irritates me about my YouTube channel is people come onto my Discord server or in the comment section and they want to collaborate. But the funny thing is, they don't want me to be on their channel. They want themselves to be on my channel for free promotion.
Well, yeah. Which,
it's not like I wouldn't accept money for promotion, because I wouldn't do that. I think that's stupid. But I only make videos with people if I think that it's one, going to be good, and two, it has a purpose. Like, there's a lot of people in my Discord server that beg me. Oh, well, a lot. I mean, like 5 or 6 people.
They just and do it a lot.
They're like, Gage, can we make a video? Gage, can we make a video? And nothing against them, but I'm not interested in making a video just to make a video. Like, the video has to be right. And I know you look at my channel, or Isaac looks at my channel, and they're like, this content looks like, what is this? You know what I mean? But it's content that I like, and I'm proud of it. And I don't know. I just don't. I don't just want to make content to make content. But it pisses me off. It really does. It royally does, because it's like they don't. I say a lot of the time, I'm fine. I'll make a video for your channel, but I'm not interested in posting it on my channel unless it's actually good. Like Alex, for instance, A-Star Gaming. We started playing Warzone together, and I don't mind Alex. I think he's an interesting person to talk to, but you know, he's not going to be in every video. You know what I mean? Like, he was in a video. The video did well. He gained a few subscribers. That's it. You know what I mean? Stop. The moral of this is stop asking to make a video with
me. Yeah, I was getting a little confused on what the moral was here. It's just Gage rants about people on his YouTube channel. his viewers. Gage gets outraged by his fans.
Well, it's kind of so like, much how anger. Do you say how do you say to someone to stop? It's like, I don't feel comfortable telling a subscriber who watches my videos that, no, I don't want to, like, I just don't want to make them feel bad. Like, because believe it or not, Gage does have a little bit of a heart. Okay, guys. I know they said that it couldn't be done. I know people said I was the Grinch. But I'm not. What do you think about that, Brody?
Don't know what to tell you.
Would you make a video with them?
I wouldn't make a video with you. Oh.
You know how many times I've invited Brody to make a Reddit video with me? It's like, before this whole coronavirus thing, I'd be like, Brody, you're in town. You want to stop in the office and record a Reddit video? For some reason, he doesn't want to do that. So,
I mean, the
one
Reddit,
of these days, I'm going to get him on a video.
Would the Reddit video be all that exciting to be a part of?
What was that, Isaac?
Would the Reddit video be all that exciting to be a part of? That's the thing. That's the real...
It would. I think I'd make you laugh.
I don't know about that, Gage. I don't know.
Well, would you get a challenge?
Would you get a real laugh, or would you get just the Isaac ha 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 kind of laugh? You know, that's.
Are you telling me that you fake laugh?
Am I coming out as a fake laugher?
I feel like you just admitted maybe. To like all my jokes aren't funny.
Well, Gage, I think that's okay. Here's the thing: you just admitted. I have two modes of laughter. Okay, they're not fake, but one's for like. Awkward kind of whatever situations.
So every situation, every time I'm in a private call with you.
And ones for genuinely, oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
Most of them are just, oh my god, this is hilarious.
Have you ever heard that one?
Yeah. Yes.
Probably, yeah. Because we hang out with Brody, you know?
Oh, wow, yeah.
What the fuck? Asshole. Wait, was that laugh a funny laugh?
I'd say that was a funny laugh right there.
Okay, I have heard your funny laugh. Okay.
And then that one that happened after was like the, oh, this is awkward laugh.
So they're hard to tell apart. The moral of the story is that Isaac laughs. Is hard to pull
who
apart.
Knows what they mean.
Hard to pull apart.
Yeah, you can't pull it apart. You can't analyze his laughs.
I think this is a outstanding stopping point. How do you, guys think
Isaac's laugh? Yeah. Hopefully this podcast is almost an hour, if not
it's
50 minutes.
Like 52 minutes right now, I think.
But we screwed around in the beginning.
Remember? Well, I know. We were setting it up for like 4 minutes. So.
We do this every week. Literally, Isaac and Brody always have a technical difficulty. Once we get into what we're doing, it'll be smooth. But so, guys, I think this is going to end it here. What do you think?
Gage, you don't need to draw it out at the end for that hour mark. It's not like...
If you did enjoy this podcast, don't forget to like it, subscribe, and tell your friends all about it. If you want to hear my sexy voice every week, you should stick around. And Isaac's voice as well.
Well, yeah.
Brody might say something?
I think you come for Gage, you stay for... You know... See you later.
See you. But check out our Patreon if you haven't already. Go to patreon.com/middaymumbles. Again, that's patreon.com/middaymumbles. And yeah. So, hey guys, have a good week. Don't get the coronavirus. And stay awesome. No.
Signing awesome.
Gage is signing off. Gage, Brody, and Isaac signing off. See ya.
See ya.
Do I have to do this every week? Brody!
What? See ya. What?
Bye-bye. Jesus Christ!